Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The lesson is from Ephesians chapter 3. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Since I knew the commission that I served, the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, was going to be meeting this week, I volunteered to preach several months ago. I did so, however, before I knew what the appointed lesson was going to be, and that's always sort of a risky proposition. To be honest with you, I was hoping for something a little more law-based. To really upbraid those CTCR members for who knows what, really give it to them for this, that, or the other. Instead, what we have before us is this lovely, elegiac, downright Trinitarian prayer of St. Paul's. Here St. Paul prays that we would come to a greater knowledge of the incomprehensible love of God that he has shown to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You could even sort of say here that St. Paul prays for our theology. Because after all, what is theology but the knowledge of God? The knowledge of God is the very definition of theology. And that's what St. Paul prays for today. It's his prayer for the Ephesians. It's his prayer for the church. It's his prayer for you. It may just even be his prayer for the Commission on Theology and Church Relations. Now, the grammar behind this passage may be a little complex, but its meaning is quite simple and straightforward. St. Paul prays that the Ephesians would grow to attain a greater knowledge of God's love for them in Jesus Christ. But the only way that they can gain that knowledge is through the work of the Holy Spirit. Spirit who empowers them. It's the Spirit who must strengthen them in their Christian faith. It's only through the Spirit's work that they can ever comprehend and know the otherwise incomprehensible and unknowable love of God. It's the Spirit who grants them faith in Jesus in the first place, when and where that Spirit so wills, and it's the Spirit who grounds and roots them in that faith by deepening their knowledge of their Lord, and it's the Spirit who does this through the word that is preached and taught, read. When that same Spirit calls to mind the word that has been heard, learned. And it's the same Spirit who fills the church, Christ's body, when we speak and sing God's word to one another. Those psalms and hymns and spiritual songs of which St. Paul speaks in Ephesians 5. This morning, St. Paul prays that the Spirit might evermore empower those Christians at Ephesus to a greater knowledge of their Lord. Though that knowledge will remain incomplete until they see their Lord face to face and no longer as through a glass dimly. But please know something. This prayer isn't simply for the Ephesians. This prayer is for you too. St. Paul prays that you would come to a greater knowledge of this love of God shown you in Jesus Christ your Lord. St. Paul this morning prays for your theology. No, it's not that theology that's reserved for grumpy old tenured professors at seminaries who look like Rasputin and spend all their time in dusty library shelves. No offense, Roland. No, theology is part of the work of the Spirit in your lives. I don't think it's too much to say that theology is part of your sanctification as Christians. It's the Spirit who granted you faith in Jesus Christ in the first place, and that same Spirit is still at work in you. He's at work in you through the word that you hear and the sacraments you receive. He's at work in you through the scriptures that you read and the psalms that you chant and the hymns that you sing. Through God's word, the Spirit reveals to you the love of God in Christ Jesus, which is otherwise so downright incomprehensible and unknowable that you in faith might comprehend it and know it. And by this work of the Spirit in your lives, you do come to a greater knowledge of this God whom you worship and of his Son Jesus Christ and what this Son Jesus Christ has done for you in his bloody, gruesome, sacrificial death and his glorious resurrection. And what he offers to you in his gospel, and what that means for you and for your eternal destinies. That you would come to this knowledge, that's St. Paul's prayer for you this morning. Now, if I could be so bold as to speak to our commission, I would also say it is St. Paul's prayer for you. Yes, if you can believe it, someone is praying for the CTCR. We surely need Paul's prayer as we need yours. Your work, members of the CTCR, is to aid the congregations and workers of this synod in their understanding of the theology that we commonly believe, teach, and confess. And in this sense, Paul's prayer for the Ephesians applies to you too. If your work is to be of any value to those whom you serve, then it is because of the Spirit's work among you. His empowerment. His strength. Your work is not, it cannot, and it must not be solely the result of our own aggregate wisdom, reason, will, or discernment. Surely you bring your individual competencies, your qualifications and specializations and backgrounds to the table. You bring your knowledge of the hard sciences and law and education and ethics of theology and scripture and confessions and church history and pastoral experience to bear upon our labors. But if you were going to plumb the depths of God's truth and articulate theology in a way that is comprehensible and accessible and applicable to the people whom you serve, then it cannot be on the basis of your own reason, will, or strength alone. It must be empowered by the Spirit. He has called you to faith. And he has instructed you by God's word, and he strengthens you in that Christian faith of yours. He strengthens you that, just like the Ephesians, you might come to a greater understanding of the love of God shown you in Jesus Christ. And when you bring that to the people of this synod whom you serve, it is indeed an answer to prayer. An answer to their prayer, maybe even just an answer to St. Paul's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.